Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Today, I am so excited to welcome to the show Zach Ullman. This is what Zach has to say about himself. I grew up in a small town in Northwest Indiana and went on to college at Indiana University for finance and business, started a career as a valuation consultant, and became a published author in this industry before starting my own business. I have spent the last 11 years growing multiple businesses and have spent the last 2 years traveling the world with my wife. We currently own and operate three businesses that he lists here. Real estate investing community, software and automation company, and a VA business development company. We find great people with great companies and help them scale themselves out of the day-to-day business. Zach, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Blessed and highly favored.
I love that. It's so great. I'm so excited to be talking to you, Zach, because I don't know if you know this about me, but I personally have traveled to over 60 countries, 65 now. Travel is my deepest passion. And I will say that one of the things that's happened over the last 5 years, so we know what happened in the pandemic, and that was a different reason. But since I started this podcast in this business, I haven't been able to travel. The business has kind of owned me. And you and I were talking about in the green room that it's time for me to get back to the blissful life that I had created. I want to get back to that. I love doing this podcast. I love serving my ladies, but it's time for me to pay a little bit of attention to my needs too. And so I'm so excited to be talking to you who's actually doing that thing. You're traveling the world and running businesses remotely, and it's not taking a huge amount of your time. So I'm so excited to be talking to you about it. Could you tell us a little bit about your story and how this all started?
Yeah. And so way back when, in a little town of Couts, Indiana, I'm a farm kid. And I didn't really value anything other than being outside. My dad died when I was 12. I took over the family farm before school, after school. But I always had this deep desire to travel the world, help people, and make a lot of money. I didn't know how to do it. And so I started looking into this world that I wanted to get into. And what I found was it takes money. And I was listening to some of your stuff. It's like money creates choice. And I love the way you say that. And so I was like, I want to learn how to make all the money in the world so I could do whatever I want. And so they said, well, become a business owner, become an investor. Fast forward. Went to college, took college very serious. And I graduated from IU with a degree in finance and business in 2008. And if anyone remembers 2008, it's not a great time to be in the finance market. I sent out 3,500 plus resumes over 3 years, worked down at the Chicago Board of Trade, became a consultant in the valuation industry. Six figures a year, every bell and whistle you could think of. I was like, oh my God, I made it. Here it is. And I was so miserable. Oh my gosh. It was like, you know, sort of pulled the curtain and I got to see the underbelly of this. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the rest of my life. 60 to 100 hours a week, 2 weeks a year, high stress. You make an error, a big error. It could cost millions of dollars and someone's going to replace you. And so that I was just like, this isn't what I wanted. Friend invited me down to a meeting, says, hey, why don't you come and check this thing out called real estate? And I was like, oh my gosh. And it was like, I wanted to do it. And I sat through a presentation, super interested, joined their community. And I just got to work. And it took me about 18 months to do my first deal. I didn't have any money. I actually had to borrow the money to get into the training and development program from my mom, and thankful for her. But I knew that this was the solution because I tried everything else. And then I was able to quit my job. We started our own real estate investing community because one of the things I've learned is you're a product of the people you hang around. And so I'm like, okay, I need to bring the resources to me instead of going and getting them. And fast forward that, we've created a nationwide community of over 1,000 people that are connected to 32 plus thousand people. And in developing that, you know, there's needs, you know, people need access to capital, people need software, people need all these ancillary services. And I wanted to make sure that they were well taken care of. And so some of the more business development companies, I created that because I needed it. You know, I was paying big bucks to all these consulting firms, all these third party people. And they weren't in alignment with the other people. So I just brought it all in-house, learned how to scale businesses, learn how to document process, and then learn how to put people in that so that I could ultimately, right, my big future, big vision was travel the world. And then I had this great opportunity called COVID. Because I ran an in-person meeting twice a week, 200 to 300 investors every Wednesday, 100 to 150 investors every Saturday training. And so it was like, we moved all of that online and we had this beautiful apartment downtown Phoenix, 20th floor. We just moved into, we were excited about the nightlife, the restaurants, and we were in there for a week and everything got shut down. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, what are we going to do? And after about 4 months of doing Zooms every day, I looked at my wife and I said, you know what? We don't even have to be here, honey. And we went to Hawaii for 2 months, tested that out, loved it, didn't like the time change, came back, got some things in order. And then we went on a 2-year world travel, Colombia, a bunch of different countries. But we go and we stay for 2 to 3 months and we work during the week. We set up our office. And then on the weekends, we enjoy the fruits of the labor. And it's just trial and error. And, you know, eventually you figured it out. And what I'd love to share with the people is like how we did that, because it's different for everybody. There's a lot of simplistic process if you've been through it. If you haven't been through it, oh my gosh, it's wild. And so we ended up just making it happen. And today, you know, we just came back to the United States. We just bought another house. We're getting that up and ready for our personal, you know, flavor. And then we're going to short-term rent that out and head to Asia all of next year.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free.
My gosh, I want to hear all about it. And we've only got like 45 minutes together, but we'll do what we can.
Right?
Yeah. So let's start talking about, you know, people need to understand what it takes to get started in a business, right? So could you give us your perspective on that?
So there's a couple perspectives in getting started in the business is, A, I'm an analyst by trade. I used to be the most socially awkward person you could ever see. I would break out in sweats. I'd stutter. I'd stammer. My mind would go blank. I was not a people person. And it still takes something for me to get in front of people. I have to call it forth, right? And be intentional about it. And what I've learned is there's a lot of people that want to go into business and they don't even understand what that means. Like, hey, I want to start a business. I want to quit my job. Even the phrase, I want to be a real estate investor. What does that mean? And because there's such a simplistic to complex conversation around that. And so what I tell the people starting off in business is go find a great product or service that someone else has already created and then just sell it. That is such an entry level, low risk learning time of your life because you don't have to worry about fulfillment. You don't have to worry about product creation. You don't have to worry about all of that stuff that goes with running and managing a business. As you know, Monica, there's a lot of moving parts to this. And so that's what I tell people is go find something great and learn how to sell it. And then once you make some money and understand the processes of business, of selling, of making money, then you can start replacing yourself and moving into that. Because myself, I tried to move to the business, like owning and running a business way too quick. And I didn't understand all the other variables of it. And so in the context of real estate, what I would tell people, you know, we hear all these, you could do real estate with none of your own money, none of your own credit. Very true. And one of the easiest things for people to do, I neglected to do this. I was a high six-figure earner, great credit, and I didn't use it. I was so focused on getting these crazy discounted properties and doing it with none of my own money, none of my own credit, that I neglected just doing the simple thing called go get pre-approved. What can I find off the MLS that cash flows?
And I want to highlight that because I think You know, and even listening to this show, a piece of me wants to sometimes feels like I want to apologize to my ladies because there's so many cool ideas. There's so many things that people bring to this show and it's cool to listen to. And it can be a little bit confusing, especially when you're starting, because really, like you just said, Zach, when you're starting, you want to start the business with the least moving parts and the least complication, because that is what will get you moving. You want your first steps to be the easy ones, to feel good, because once you have success, then you have more confidence to do the next step and you're more willing to work harder too. A lot of people jump in there. First of all, they get confused by all the options. And then when they finally jump in there, it's so hard that they burn out within the first couple of years and they can't do the long term. Real estate, really the money is in the long term. So doing the simplest path, which is getting regular credit, buying something on the MLS, I recommend you make sure it's your first home because you can put the least amount down. The loans are the easiest to qualify for. You can get the most money. It's the lowest rates, all of those things in your personal residence. If you want to cash flow it, now you can house hack, right? Rent out a room, Airbnb, all of those things. I've done it all in my primary residence because it's the easiest way to get started. And then, oh my gosh, we did this. What can I do next? Now there's room for expansion and learning, and it's fun because you've already had success.
Totally. And then, you know, at that simplistic level of MLS and, you know, using your credit and a realtor, you got the realtor guiding you. You got the money broker, if you're using that, or the finance person guiding you. And so in this world of real estate investing, it's high pace, like fast pace, money now, high risk, rehabs. I know you own your own construction company. Oh my gosh, rehabbing, like understanding that skill set is a big journey. And so if you take the opportunity cost of high interest money, timeline to rehab stuff, they're probably better off just getting out of the gate, just buying straight off the MLS.
At least in the very beginning. And like you say, then you've got
the very beginning,
Right. You've got pros that you get to take advantage of them and you're getting into the business in the most intuitive way, like the way that we all understand. The other thing that's also interesting about that is you're getting in the business in a way that your community will support you. You know, it's like you're not going to hear all the fear factor of everybody saying, oh my God, that's really hard or that's really risky or whatever. People might be saying now because we're afraid of a recession and interest rates have gone up. But in general, people understand that it's a good idea to own a house, right? So your community around you, until you've built a community of other real estate investors that kind of understand where you're headed, you're not going to be dealing with the naysayers in general when you start in this way.
Totally.
Which is super helpful to not have to have to fight that.
I didn't tell anybody for a year and a half I was doing this because I didn't have the confidence to deal with, because I was a six-figure earner, college degree. Like I had the proverbial dream life and everyone's like, why are you wanting to quit that? And so I didn't even tell anybody because I didn't have the confidence to deal with the naysayers.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You don't want them pulling you down. Absolutely. So talk to me about, and you know that this topic is deep and close to my heart, personal development and personal responsibility with regards to your business and real estate.
Yeah. And so I remember I'm an analytical guy. I'm like, oh my gosh, I understand discount rate, cap rates. I'm a published author in finance. Oh my gosh, I'm going to make so much money. This is going to be great. And then nothing was happening. I was so focused on the tactical, practical side of it. I can do spreadsheets. I'm the numbers guy. But in my bank account, it just wasn't like happening. And so I was, my mentors, you know, the people I hang around, they're like, Zach, we have a personal development guy coming in this week and you need to be at this training. And in my mind, I was like, what is that? What's this for personal development? It wasn't even in my vocabulary. And I remember I came to this training and I cried for like 6 hours. You know, I was like in the front row and it was the first time in my life that I was like, oh my gosh, here is the door to this room I've been trapped in. It's called personal development. And, you know, I signed up for his program. I got his coaching and I went straight to the library and I was like, do you have any books on personal development? And they're like, they looked at me funny and they go, yeah, that whole section over there. It's like this whole world that I uncovered. And one of my first coaching calls, I've never been talked to like this. He was very respectful, but I was paying for a guy to help me get through something that I didn't know what it was. And he laid it out like this. I'm going to paraphrase, but this is how it was. He goes, Zach, blaming everyone else for your lack of success. You're at where you're at because of you and no one else. Take responsibility for that. Own it and let's move forward. Now, he had a couple more choice words in there. And it was like, I remember where I was. I was so angry. And it was like, I didn't want to hear that. It was like, what do you mean it's my fault?
Yeah.
And so 5 minutes later, like I had this breakthrough. And I was like, well, if it's my fault, that means I can do something about it. And it was like, oh my gosh, personal responsibility. And so I just like, well, I'm responsible. I don't have to wait for the raises. I don't have to wait for someone to offer me deals. I can go out there and hunt instead of waiting for things. And over time, this concept of personal development and personal responsibility, anytime something isn't going right or isn't going the way I want in my life, I just go, how am I responsible? And then I can do something about it. And so I'm constantly in programs. I have coaches that don't coach me around real estate. It's all personal development. And there's so many different flavors of it. And so I don't want to get too much into that, but yeah.
And so I wrote a book called Choose Bliss. And when, so I talk about the flavor of bliss right, with regards right. to everything that I teach. And one of the things that I say over and over and over again, and people have heard me say it so much that they don't even hear me say it anymore, but you know, we can't control what happens outside of us, but we must control what happens inside of us because that's all we can control. It's all we really, really have true access to. And so, and I can see where you're coming from, and I've come from this same place, right? We've got this amazing education. It's kind of a, you can't tell me it's my fault. Do you know who I am? Like, do you know like how smart I am? You know, like that sort of thing. Right. And I didn't say how smart I am. We could, right? We've got these college educations and all of this stuff. Right. Do you know who I am? And the reality is, do I know who I am? Because right. if I don't take responsibility for who I am, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or what anybody else okay. says or what education I've got. Because that education doesn't mean anything unless I am utilizing it for what I want in my life, right?
Totally.
So I love that whole thing about, in my book, I have a whole chapter about 100% responsibility.
Oh my gosh, that is, if people took personal responsibility, we would have a different world.
We would.
Totally different world.
Right. You're not blaming people politically. You're not blaming the recession. Right. You're not blaming your boss. You're not blaming your children or your spouse. You're taking responsibility for how you're responding to these situations. And I will say that from that book, that is the chapter that makes people the most upset. I get emails on this all the time. For instance, I've had really horrible things happen to me. And so the things are, Monica, are you responsible for what that guy did to you? No, I'm not responsible for what that guy did to me, but I am responsible for how I choose to respond and how I choose to have relationships and live my life afterwards.
I have coaching calls with my coach and she's like, well, how are you responsible for something in my immediate? I was like, I'm not even privy to the relationship. She goes, I know, but if you find a way to be responsible, then you can do something.
That's yeah, right. Totally. And that's really the thing. People think that it, because you're responsible, it's your fault. But really, right. because you're responsible, you can affect change. It's empowering. Right. It's not depowering.
Totally.
So thank you for that, for bringing that to the table today. Could you talk a little bit about knowing where you're going and who's coming with you?
And so this is an evolving conversation, right? So a lot of the trainings I do is just from life experience. Like I just run as fast as hard as I can, go through the roadblocks and the challenges. And then I'm like, oh, what did I learn from it? And then we share that with the people following us. And I remember when I first started our real estate investing community, it was like, I'll take anybody. Like, I just need some help. Like who come, everybody's welcome. And as we have grown and developed in our lives and our personal businesses, the more money we make, the more intentional we have to be, the more we have to select who we spend our time with. And we have to make sure that those people's, their ethics and their principles and their code, like the way they conduct themselves align with the overall mission and vision of where we're going. And so it, first off, if you don't know where you're going, right, it's, we always hear that you'll just, you know, sort of float around. And then the other aspect is, and I'm learning this as we scale and I put people in my place, is I don't train on the practical tactical stuff as much as I do the principles, because I want them to have be trained in sound principles so that they can attack anything that comes at in their way, which means they don't need me, right?
Right.
Because they can do the critical thinking. And so one of the things I see a lot of the times, people come in and it, maybe for you or I, this is hard to maybe even fathom, but people don't have vision. A lot of people, and I've learned this over the years, I've been doing this for 11 years. We've helped thousands of people, and we've created this process called Vision to Reality. And so we help people in their business and get started in real estate. And so when I ask them, where do you see yourself in 5, 10, 15 years? I've had people just break down and cry. They're like, no one has ever asked me that question. I've never put any time into it. I don't even know. And so what's absolutely critical is knowing where you're going. And I didn't understand that. I just want $5,000. I hear people, I just want to make $5,000 a month so I can quit my job. I just want to make $10,000. And my question to them is, what is that money paying for? Because if it's a dollar value, you will lose motivation. And so what I recommend people do is create a vision. We do it through vision boards. We have training and development programs for it, but it's as simple as a vision board. And so, okay, for me, it was travel the world, help people and make a lot of money. And so I just, that's been that for 18 years. And I constantly bring that down to more of a reality. Like I want to have houses. One of our ways to give back is I want to create a content creation studio in every country. Right? Boom. That's on my list, right? I want to have a house in all the countries that we love to visit or because we travel, right? And I really break it down into that. And then I put a timeline to it. And then what that does is that helps us manage the day-to-day because we can get stuck in the day-to-day of being busy with zero intention. We waste so much time being unintentional. Yet at the same time, we need to make sure all of our activities are in alignment with the, I call it the grand vision. And so too many times I see people, they'll say, hey, you know, I have this vision and I'm doing this, this, and this. Well, the first two are taking you backwards and you should put all your attention on the third one because that's what's going to get you there the quickest. But if they've never really laid that out, you're going to be busy being busy. And I get stuck in that. And so I revert back to my plan. What does the plan say? Oh, it has nothing in there about this. So I'm going to take that out and I'm only going to focus on what my plan is. And I found that to be such a critical component of our success because I'm a person that wants to do everything. And I mean everything to the detriment of my bank account, to the detriment of having success in one thing. And so I've really taken the task to be an expert at the one or two things and stay committed to it.
Ladies, stay tuned for more great conversation and amazing nuggets from our guest. And for now, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. Hello, ladies. Like me, Chris Larson was a professional who started investing over 2 decades ago. After managing his own portfolio of single-family rentals for more than a decade, he discovered what now he calls the holy grail of real estate, multifamily or investing in apartments. In his book, he shares his story of how he created enough passive income to walk away from his six-figure career in medical sales at the age of 38. It's a blueprint to shortcut the process that took him 15 years to figure out and has allowed him to go from not taking a day off for months to now getting to control his time and spend every possible minute being a part of his 10-year-old son's childhood. Learn how you can invest like the rich to create true freedom for yourself by getting a free copy of his book at nextlevelincome.com/bliss, where he'll send you a copy of his book for free. That's nextlevelincome.com/bliss. And then it sounds like, so you're doing the things that you love to do and that they're the best use of your time and your energy. They're the things that you're passionate about and good at, but then you're going to have other people that do these other things, right? So you've built a business kind of around your rock stars, right? So talk to us a little bit about that.
And so hiring people is such a critical component. I've hired bad people and I'm still cleaning up the messes.
I know.
We've all been there, right? I believe in people. I believe in the human spirit. I believe that people, anyone can accomplish anything. And the challenge is sometimes I believe it more than they do. And so there's these so many different phrases, hire slow, fire fast, whatever. But one of the key components I found about hiring people is if you do not have documented systems and processes, they're going to do whatever they see fit. And you can't blame them for it because you didn't show them what to do. And so if you really want to transition from this world of self-production, self-employment to this world of business owner, CEO, you have to understand documenting every process from how do you check the mail? How do you do your bookkeeping? How do you handle emails that come in? Like all of this little stuff that we do without thinking. When you're moving somebody in, they have to be able to replicate your thinking. And the better you have this process documented with training, the cheaper you can get somebody to fill that. And so we use almost all of our team are overseas. We have people in the Philippines. We have people in South America, multiple different countries, South America, Africa, Bangladesh, the Netherlands. We have people all over the world, very few people. So my competitive advantage is I have bulletproof systems and process that I put my team in. And then those people that I'm looking for to fill that need are very, how do I say it? I have make sure that their attitude fits who I am, right? And what I do, this is so key, is I do a vision to reality strategy session with them. I was like, what do you want out of life? What do you see your next 3 to 5 years being? What is your vision for whatever you want? And then I tie that vision of theirs to the position, how they make the money. Mm-hmm. And so the better they do in that position, the more money they're going to make to help fuel their dream. And so they're no longer coming to work. They're going to work on their vision and their plan to accomplish whatever it is they want. And so I've tied me as the source of them getting fulfilled on their vision.
That is so interesting. And that's how rock stars work, right? Like they are bigger than just the task. You'll notice right. That anybody that's really good at what they do, they'll never say things like that's the term that people use frequently, like that's above my pay grade. And people will say, entrepreneurs will say that jokingly too. But when you hear it, you're like, oh, and it's not about boundaries. It's about their attitude about what they're doing in their world. So many people will be like, well, I need to set really strong boundaries because, and you're right, you do, but you should not have boundaries on your dream. And right. So the way that we work is going to, you can have boundaries on how much time you put in, all of those things, right? That's healthy. But you don't want to put boundaries on your capacity to work and be a rock star and achieve your dreams. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. What I tell people is we have an attitude of, I don't know, figure it out.
Yes.
Right? Even my wife is the COO, and her background is social work. She was a director for Ricky Martin organization down in Puerto Rico. Expert at that. Not an expert at finance and real estate and business ownership, but she has the attitude that she can figure it out. And so she just goes on there and does it. And everyone on my team has the attitude of figure it out. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They come to me and they go, Zach, I want to make more money. I was like, great, let's figure it out. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? What lights you up? And, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to try copywriting. Well, let's put you in a copywriting position and slow roll you into that and see if you like it and see if you're good at it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we have people, let's move you up into starting managing a sales team because they get to come to me and I create that safe space that you can make as much money as you want in my business. And I'll find a way. If you're great, I'll find a way to help you get what you want.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that. Talk to me about changing your life by changing your context, because this is something that you kind of do for your employees, right? Not employees, but the right. People that work for you. You do it for yourself. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So first off, we have to what does context mean, right? This is the world that I live in. And so I know if you're listening to this, I want you to imagine me sitting here with my hand holding up, right? In the context of human body parts, a finger, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Ladies, you can see it on video. If you go to blissfulinvestor.com, I have all the videos
okay, great.
On the blog post.
Great.
So yeah,
I love
so
it.
They can see it too.
So in the context of body parts, this is finger. In the context of numbers, it is one. Mm-hmm. In the context of direction, it is up, right? And so it's like, well, what is the context? The conversation you're telling yourself, what is the context? And instead of saying life sucks, all of this stuff happens to me, like just change the context. Oh my gosh, look at all these problems I get to solve, right? To become a better person. In the context of business, oh my gosh, everybody has a problem. Everybody. How do you change context that leads you to, I use words like disempowering conversation. Is the context you have about your life disempowering you? Mine used to be, oh my gosh, right? And so today I have an empowering context and an empowering conversation. And so the context, you know, I have many different contexts for different parts of my life, but one of the things that I really want people that are around me to understand is I'm here to empower people to have an amazing life, right? That is everything I focus on, not just around your finances, because I know a lot of people have great finances, but their marriage sucks or they're not getting fulfilled. On travel, one of my biggest thing was travel. And I used to say, well, I'm going to have to work 50 years, even as an entrepreneur, business owner, or whatever, fill that in. And then one day I'm going to get to travel. And my coach said, let's create a context of you can have it all. And I was like, oh my gosh, I could, couldn't I? And so it's like, what's that founding, I guess, storyline you guys tell yourself? And one of them is, well, you can have it all. You can travel, you can run businesses, you can have epic motorcycle adventures, which I love doing all this adventure stuff. And I love running businesses. And I love making money. And I love helping people do it. And so I've created the context of I can have it all.
So it's so interesting because one of the things that you said, but then you led to somewhere else that you started with, I have different contexts in different areas of my life. But then you move to the overriding context of I can have it all. And I think that part of what creates bliss in our lives is to have that overriding context. It's like the culture of your life. So for me, the overriding context or the culture of my life is blissfulness. Everything that I do needs to feel blissful to me. So whether it's my relationships, whether it's working out, whether it's building my business, whether it's doing this podcast, whether it's coaching or construction or whatever it is, any of those things, the overriding context is, does this support bliss in my life? If not, how can it? And so the I can have it all is an overriding context, but then you take that into the different areas of your life and you create a context that will make that area successful based on the overriding context. Do you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like that's the, I guess, the bowl that all the other ones fit in.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Right. And this is a great segue into changing because into being at cause or being cause, right? So talk to me a little bit about that. I love this because to be cause concept. Right. When you said it that way. So I want you to share that with my ladies because I think it's so valuable.
And so this is what I do with people, right? And so we have, all I do is talk to people, right? Train and develop. And I'm getting trained development. And so I ask people, like, what do you want out of life? And then they start sharing with me and sharing with me and sharing with me, whatever. I want to travel the world. I want to do this, but I can't because. Mm-hmm. And so anything after the because is, I'm just going to break it down in a word that you guys know, fear. Mm-hmm. We call it terror barrier. But it's if you really want that thing that you're saying, traveling the world, which was mine, I just dreamed of it since I was 18. But I couldn't because I had a job. I couldn't because I didn't have the money. I couldn't because, fill in the blank, right? Because the world's scary. I mean, I wanted to travel and people like, don't go there, Zach. They don't like Americans. Mm-hmm. Don't go there, whatever, right? We let people lead us. And so there's all of these becauses. And so what I've learned in the world of personal development was if you really want it, you can have it. So transform because into be, two separate words, because in your life. And so if you really want something, you just say, okay, how can I get this? How can I? And so it's the questions that we ask ourselves, you will get an answer. My answer was, how do I travel the world? It was, well, you got to get out of this job, right? Well, okay. Entrepreneurship, real estate investing showed up, right? We really came really great at that. But then it sort of became, like you said, I became really successful at it. So I have to be here now. Say, oh my gosh, and I've worked myself back into this thing I'm trying to get out of. And then for me, it was like, well, COVID came, right? So we moved everything online. How can I travel the world? Oh my gosh, we're online. Let's just go for it. Start asking yourself, how can I, instead of immediately cutting it off with a statement.
Well, right? But I think that the immediately cutting it off with a statement can be really valuable too, the because statement. Because that shines a light on what it is that's deep inside that makes you feel like you can't do stuff. So you understand your obstacle right at the very beginning. And so what I'll say, so if you have a because, like for me, it's because I feel like I need to have certain audio quality, video quality, I need my studio, all of these things. So if I want to do a podcast and release it every single week, then I need to be in my studio long enough to record this many, whatever. I can batch my recordings, right? This many episodes, but I still need to be in my studio, right? Because I've got all these ideas of what the quality should be like. And what I'm starting to discover is if I'm at a speaking engagement and I'm going to record somebody and that's the only time I can get them, I have my laptop. The audio quality is not awesome, but it's still a great conversation that's going to benefit my listeners. But the because statement taught me what was my hang up.
I love that. And I absolutely agree. But then you deal with the because.
That's right.
And you, I so agree with that, right? So it's like, I can't because I don't have time. And then I took that and I found out how to be a real estate investor. I can't because I don't have the money. So I absolutely agree. And thank you for distinguishing that, because that's sort of the topic that we need to focus on, right?
Is right.
The because.
The because topic, the because issue now allows you to be at cause for fixing it.
I
so you can
that.
Be so. Cause to fix that issue that was the because. And I think that's such a great way to look at it is, so we use this word victim, like people hate to hear this victim, that word, but the because is the victimization of yourself. I can't because. That's a victimization of yourself. Being at cause releases you from that victimization, but you don't know what you're a victim of unless you can qualify it. So the way that you say this about changing because into be cause, it's this beautiful transition, Zach, from the because statement becomes the because solution, right? Does that make sense?
Oh, and you sort of like unwrapped it, right? And now we're in the context of because, and we do need to know why, but then we can do something about it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, you know, in the world of real estate investing, we have this conversation of comp, I need to learn how to run my numbers. I call them hard skills, like sales, marketing, operations, the business of it. But then I also have discovered what I call soft skills, like being compassionate, like being able to critically think, doing all of these other things. And so when somebody tells me they don't have time, what they think is they need more time. And what I think is, no, you just need to get trained and developed in organization, delegation. And because we all have the same amount of time. And I've also learned everything. And I mean, everything is training and development, from learning how to put a task in your calendar to tying your shoes to like everything. And I say that because we run a national organization that trains people to become real estate investors. And I have this mentality that, oh, people know how to schedule. People know how to do a follow-up. People know how to manage a calendar. And some people don't. We can't make them wrong, because guess what? I didn't one day either. But I got trained and developed in this thing called managing the calendar. And so I've just really taken that on and helping people learn what they need to get trained in development, so they can transform because into be cause.
The other thing that came to me as you were saying that is there's a lot of people out there that are very successful that don't have these skills. And so if you're one of those people, and I will say that I have been one of those people, understand that success is an ever-growing and evolution possibility. And so even if you're super successful today, but you don't have these skills, by growing those skills, the success, the bliss, your capacity is limitless. It's always good to be in a constant state of learning and skill building. You reach the limitless place that you're capable of. I tell people all the time, I'm not as blissful today as I will be tomorrow. Like, it's a never-ending upward spiral to the next level. And it doesn't mean that I never get to rest. I mean, who wants to rest from being blissful? Like, I just, you know what I mean?
I was having this conversation. My brother just got married. And I was thinking about my marriage. And I was thinking about the context of marriage. And it's like, oh, that was the happiest day of my life. And I want to say, no, it's not. Like, have today be the happiest day of your life. Have tomorrow be even happier. Like, I'm working on being happy.
Yes.
And guess what? It's a never-ending game.
No, because you can always be happier too.
Right.
My husband will say to me, he actually said to me this last weekend, he said, I don't understand how I'm more in love with you today than I was 29 years ago. Like, how is that even possible? And I'm the kind of person that I never have anything in my life for long periods of time. My relationships, yes. But even when I was dating, like, you know, people would last 3 months or 6 months of my life. I don't know how he's managed to stay that long, and I'm still bonkers about him, right? But it's because we have this sort of expansive, it just keeps getting better attitude about our relationship, right? And the desire and, what do you say, the priority of keeping that as the context of our relationship.
What I was going to say, what I hear in your speaking is you're intentional about it.
That's right.
Right. I'm very intentional about me being happy. If we're not intentional about it, we just sort of fall to the wind, right?
And hope it works. And hope is not a plan.
We just had a beautiful training down in Costa Rica. One of my friends did. And he said, hope is horrible. I was like, what? He's like, let me tell you why hope, because he was going through some stuff in his business. He just kept hoping. And how he shared it, he goes, it's so external.
It's right? So out of your control. You're not at cause.
Out of your control. You're not at cause. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so it creates this thing that you don't have control over. And so, which who wants to have that? Mm-hmm. So find something more internal.
Exactly. So I love all of that stuff. Ladies, I, in the green room with Zach, we were talking a little bit about his vision to reality process, which he has shared with you a few times already on this show. And I'm so intrigued with it. I want to deep dive on that. And based on what he's shared, he shares it with everybody in his company and him, with himself, he reviews that. Wouldn't you like to hear more about it, ladies? I know I certainly would. So we're going to do that in extra. We're going to talk about the actual process he's going to take us through it so that it can help you to create your vision of reality. So we're going to do that in extra. Did you want to add anything, Zach, before we move into the next pieces of this show about the vision to reality?
Yeah. And so what I've learned is this process we call success, this process we call wealth, it is simply a process and it's a replicatable process if you can just follow the process. And so the challenge that I have had is in this world of everyone wants your attention, in this world of everyone has something for you, I've learned to just really narrow it down and know what I need to do. And so I know what not to do. And, you know, as a new person in this, I'm still new. I'm just at a different level new. And so I'm still facing those challenges. What to do with my time? Who should I hire? How should I use resources for this new level? And so creating that plan and having a bulletproof plan is so critical. And guess what? You're not going to know how to do it. Because if you did, you would.
That's right. Well, you're not going to the next level if you already know how to do it. You have to learn to go to the next level by definition.
Right. And so people can talk to you, people, you know, can guide you. And so I really recommend getting someone that's been down the road you want to go down, get some wisdom and direction from them on how to do it, and then stick to it. Don't get another person that tells you something else because you're just going to be all over the place and just stay at it. And here's what most of it looks like. If you're starting to this, it's going to be talking to people. You're going to be selling something, buying or selling deals. You're either going to be buying and selling sneakers. You're going to be buying whatever, but stick to it until you're a professional at that. And then deviate and make it your own. Don't try deviating and make it your own until you have success because you don't know.
So we're going to be doing this in extra and really diving deep on the vision to reality process that Zach is so great at helping people get through. So we're going to do that. Is there a way, Zach, that people can reach you? Could you tell us a little bit about that and your free gift?
Yeah. And so I have, depending on what you want help with, right? Our main thing is real estate. So we do have Facebook groups. We do have a lot of that. But the best way to reach me is my website, valleyinvestmentclub.com. That is where, you know, we have a lot of our meeting schedules and you guys can schedule training. We have free trainings every week. We have Facebook groups. So that's sort of the entry point. And then we have a free gift. You'll drop the domain for that. It's a discounted access to our membership, our deals mastermind. And because I've learned the challenge for most people is getting into real estate is they'll say this. They say, I just need money and I just need deals. I'm like, oh my gosh, well, that's sort of all of it.
Yes, right.
And so we sell some very advanced masterminds and not everyone's ready for that. And so what we did is we started a super entry level, but at the same time, high value. And so we have people in there that are full-time real estate investors, all the way down to people that are working at a job and they're brand new to real estate. It's $97 a month. You get a discounted price if you use the promo link below that Monica is going to share. And what we do is we have a software that it's patent pending, right? It's a dear friend of mine, where it helps you find properties on the MLS, right? And so it does a lot of the analysis for you to tell you what not to look at. Don't look at these 300 properties over here. Focus on these five because they meet the parameters that have the potential to be a good investment, right? And then, and so again, it gets rid of the noise. And then we help you, you know, if you have questions. We have a Facebook group. We do weekly trainings. We have 10-day challenges. We show you how to use the software. And then we do have, you know, access to some capital or, you know, lenders if you're ready to do that. But it's something for everyone, whether you're brand new and you want to, you know, get your sort of dip your toes in with high value, low cost, or if you're experienced and the only thing you need is looking for is deals, great entry level mastermind for that.
Nice. So ladies, to get that, go to blissfulinvestor.com/deals, plural. So blissfulinvestor.com/deals. And of course, that'll be in the show notes. notes. And in order to get 20% off of the Facebook group, use the code ZACHO. So, and it's Zach is Z-A-C-H and then O. So ZACHO. So use that code to get the 20% off. Thank you for that, Zach.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure. It's, you know, it's there's the key is just getting started. And so yeah. We, you know, whatever we can help you guys do to get started and continue that conversation, we're here to do.
Awesome. Zach, are you ready for our three rapid fire questions?
I am.
Okay. Here we go. So give us one super tip on getting started as a real estate investor.
Surround yourself with real estate investors and find a place that they hang out and just be around them, right? Mm-hmm. Be around that conversation of real estate.
I love that. And then what is one strategy to be successful as a real estate investor?
Oh my gosh, cash flow. I look at the properties that I fixed and flipped and what they're worth today. And like, you know, they served a purpose at that time. There is nothing like cash flow. And so understand what cash flow is and how to generate cash flow, because you can generate cash flow with none of your own money if you know how.
And what is one daily practice you would say, Zach, that contributes to your personal success?
Miracle Morning.
Oh, yeah.
And so have you ever read the book?
Of course. I've had Hal on the show.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so he, in that, he shares, hey, these are all the things that successful people do. If I do all of them, I should have a pretty good shot of being successful. And the biggest one for me is that vision. Because there's days I do not want to wake up. There's days I do not want to get out of bed. There's days I do not want to have to deal with whatever it is I got to deal with. But then I get that glimpse of, oh, Thailand's coming up. Ooh, but let's just deal with this so I can get to Thailand. Oh, I want to go ride my Can-Am, but I got to deal with this first. All right, let's go deal with it and I can go do my fun stuff.
Yeah.
And so it keeps that vision burning, that fire in you burning bright so you don't forget why you're doing this.
I love that. Thank you. And thank you so much for everything you've offered in this portion of the show. It's really been phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's, you know, I feel we have a responsibility, at least I do. How many people can we bring with us to this world of bliss? You call it bliss. I call it amazing life. And because somebody did it for us. And so thank you for the opportunity and thank you for your commitment to help all these amazing ladies out there, because I listened to your story and it's inspiring, right? Choice, having the choice to do whatever you want in your life is just, so thank you for continuing the mission.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Zach. I feel like we're so aligned.
Totally,
and ladies,
totally.
Thank you for joining us for this portion of the show. We do have more. We're going to do the Vision to Reality in Extra. So if you're already subscribed, stay tuned. We've got that coming. If you're not, but would like to be, go to realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com and you can check out this Vision to Reality portion that we're going to be doing. For those of you that are leaving Zach and I now, thank you so much for joining us today. You know how much I appreciate you. Have a great week and I'll see you next time. And until then, remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.